The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. And Jesus went on to say, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? To what shall I make it in its likeness? It is like a mustard seed that a man took and planted in the garden. When it was fully grown, it became a large bush, and the birds of the sky dwelt in its branches." And again he said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch of dough was leavened." The Gospel of the Lord. This gospel is about the kingdom of God. Two metaphors that Jesus gives speaking about the kingdom of God. The gospel of Mark, which you know is the first gospel to be shaped, the others drew much of their remembering and their stories from Mark. Mark's gospel begins with, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." The word repent in Greek is metanoia. It's a meta, which is to change, or it means beyond or change. And nous means mind. It's a Greek word for mind. So it means the kingdom of God has had change your mind. Everything you thought about before about the kingdom of God, you would change your mind. Look back over the Hebrew scriptures and you'll see the power of God. God overwhelmed all worldly powers. The strength, the size, the chosen is people of Israel. So change your mind about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is a servant kingdom. It's not a kingdom of the world. It's not a kingdom of power. It's a kingdom of servanthood, of compassion and forgiveness. And that's the proclamation of Jesus Christ. It's a kingdom which will embrace sinners and the lepers and the wounded and all. It's a different kingdom. Change your mind. The kingdom of God now is at hand, not the kingdom of the world. And in order to understand it, you must change your mind. So when Jesus speaks about the kingdom of God, watch what he says here. He said, it's like a seed that somebody sows in the ground. How it grows, he does not know. He doesn't make it grow. It's the energy of God that makes it grow. Or the woman who puts yeast in the dough, but she doesn't make it mature. Somehow there's an energy inside the kingdom of God that makes it grow. We don't make it grow. It's a good thing for keep in mind when we're thinking about the church, the most powerful church, the biggest, the richest, the most people. We're counting heads. That's not what Jesus says. The kingdom of God is within. It's inside of us. The kingdom of God matures without our knowing. I'm remembering this priest friend who is a very good friend, dynamic, fantastic pastor. And when he went to a new parish some years ago, he was full of energy, wanted to develop, make it grow and grow and grow. And he was impatient because it wasn't coming around as fast as he wanted. Things were not happening the way he wanted. And a young couple in the parish gave him a gift. It was a little plant. And a tag attached which said, "This will grow, but only in God's time, not our time." It's the kingdom of God within us. It's the energy of God's grace. And someplace in your life, you will arrive at a destination of helplessness where And you can't control what's happening. Don't get discouraged. It's the power of Jesus Christ. Only then will you begin to understand that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. That's it. Don't become anxious. Things will go against you. Your expectations will not be fulfilled. Your hopes and dreams may be crushed. But it's the power of Jesus Christ inside of you that makes you conscious of Jesus as Lord and Savior. And this will visit every one of us at some time where you have to wonder, the kingdom of God is beyond our control. We submit ourselves. We humbly come in our poverty to inherit the kingdom of God, which is within. It's the grace of God working. In the spiritual exercise of Ignatius, a 30-day retreat, the last exercise after 30 days of prayer and silence, the most glorious day, finally, we come to the end of the 30 days. And the last exercise after 30 days of prayer and silence, the last exercise is contemplation on the attainment of God's love. It's interesting. That's the way Ignatius shaped it. The last prayer is contemplation on the attainment of God's love. And the retreatant is sent out in the morning, and you look at the mountains. You say, wow, these mountains were here for thousands of years. They'll be here for thousands of years after I'm gone. The mountains represent the enduring presence, the eternal presence of God. Look into the sky, and you see the immensity of creation, a sign of the immensity of God. And if you want to connect with creation, take your shoes off, feel the grass, look at the flowers, look at creation which surrounds you, and say, you don't make the grass grow. There's an energy. It's the energy, a divine energy, that makes the grass grow. You can water it, but you can't make it grow. It's the energy of God that makes it grow. These are all signs of the kingdom of God. Then you look at the birds of the air, the freedom of the birds of the air. Say, wow, the freedom of God called us to be free. Don't be anxious. Look at the birds of the sky. Somehow, they're part of a wonder of God's creation. Then you consider all the people in your life that are good to you. Not that you deserved it. We're just kind to you, forgiving, understanding. The kingdom of God. These are the signs of the kingdom of God. It's not the size of the church. It's not that the church has to be perfect. We have to have all the answers. That means we're in charge. Someplace in your life you'll find out you're really not in charge. Then you'll learn about the kingdom of God. There's a certain poverty that's necessary and to grasp that the kingdom of God is beyond us, it's within us, and it's an energy. The breath which we have is the breath of God. And God is leading us. You know, I look back over my life and say, I moved over there, and I was sent over here, and I was there, I was everywhere. And now I arrived at where I am. And I say, it was all the weaving of God. Everything was the weaving of God. Belonging to the kingdom of God, God shapes your life. Your life will challenge you. You'll have reversals. You'll have difficult times. But believe, God is shaping your life. So I have arrived at a point in my life where I am where I think God means me to be. When I conclude that I am where God means me to be, I'm totally peaceful. That's it. How could you complain if you believe you are where God means you to be? Then you're free. The kingdom of God has found a maturity in your life. That's what this gospel is about. You don't control your life. You think you do. And you can control it up to this much, but the really important things in your life, divine providence, that's the kingdom of God. That's what Jesus is speaking about in this gospel. You don't make the seed grow. You don't make the door rise. It's an energy beyond us. That's why it's terribly important for us to reverence God's creation in ecology. Don't destroy God's creation. So be conscious of a cosmic energy of God. And there's a way in which, if we immerse ourselves in the world, we will abuse and destroy so much of the beauty, the wonder, and the energy of God's creation. So journey into this day in total freedom, saying you're going to be led by the Spirit. Wherever you find yourself in life, stop, pause, and consider the kingdom of God is within. Amen.